Dead Rich Boy. Kirby Hessel drove down the freeway, doing 120. The roof of his French luxury sports car was down, and his rich brown hair moved about dramatically. The stereo boomed some hardcore gangster rap. The bass of his 30-inch sub-mega woofer was extreme. From his rearview mirror hung a snuff bullet. He grabbed it at a stoplight and twisted the crank to grind up a line of coke. The white powder became visible through the glass window. Kirby popped the top and snorted it up. "Ah, yes!" he screamed, grinning. But he couldn't hear himself scream over the loud stereo. He pulled up in front of Ann Lane's home. He grins to himself as he gears it into park mode. A dashing but somewhat sinister looking Hessel walked to the front door and rang the bell. Anne appeared, and she stepped out into the porch and gave him a quick, brisk kiss. She looked nice, tight jeans showing off her shapely hips and supple toed camel toe. A pink shirt snug on her augmented tits. "Let's go, baby." Kirby put an arm around the fine 18-year-old thing. 2 weeks ago was his 21st birthday, and he enjoyed buying booze to go with all the coke. Kirby remote unlocked and remote started the car. The doors popped open to welcome the two. The brand new shiny car pulled away rapidly. "You look like sweet shining honey drops," Kirby told the girl, eyeing her up and down. "We are going to have some fun tonight," Kirby said with a firm hand on her velvety leg. She smiled at him with those perfect teeth and luscious tongue. "Pull open the glove compartment," Kirby told her. She opened it and pulled out a $40 fifth of Boldacky whiskey. "Yes," she cheered. Ildiado Gold was her favorite alien wine, and expensive too. Kirby drove off 9 miles from the city where the farmlands had not completely been taken over. They drank from the bottle while listening to foul-mouthed gangster banging, bitch-smacking rap. Occasionally, he would pull over onto a field road for farm equipment, and there he would kiss her and fondle her sweet breasts. The bottle was nearly empty. Kirby sucked the last of it down and tossed it into some farmer's mailbox as he sped by at 94. The bottle shattered and the mailbox dented in dramatically. Kirby fished another bottle from under his seat, grinning and gyrating his elbows at Anne. They got drunker and drunker as the night went on. Kirby decided to hit some party at 612 Vales Street. Should be a good one. He cranked up some lines and snorted them. Annie refused the coke, but pulled away at the bottle, getting stupid drunk. Now that Kirby was aglow, he began drinking heavily from the bottle. He pulled over and had Anne sucked his coked up penis. He was so wasted he couldn't come. But then, he didn't want to just yet. There's a party to go to. One more nose blast, and the rush hit him, and his foot stamped the gas, and the car surged onto the road and zoomed towards the party. Kirby drove 60 to 75 on the country roads and pumped up to 120 on the paved road. As he got closer, he sped up to 135. Anne looked kind of scared at this point, ahead a car to pass at a blind alley. Kirby brought the car down to 80 as he rounded the sharp corner, and Anne held her breath. The expensive tires smoked and burned as the muscle car rounded a corner. In the oncoming lane was a station wagon full of hyperactive kids. Kirby could not get the car back into the proper lane with the surging speed, and the two vehicles smacked together. Kirby doing 80, the wagon doing 30. Anne wore a safety belt. Kirby did not. Kirby threw through the windshield, smashing glass away from him. He flew into the station wagon, bouncing off of it after denting it in badly. Kirby was dead before he came to a rest on the ground, leaking away onto the shoulder of the road. In his car, several jagged pieces of metal punched cut Anne to death. She lay pinned in her seat, not a pretty sight. The station wagon was completely smashed. The family of four scrambled together and leaking out of the car. The end.